Peter Ness is one of the folks. He's the one of the few county commissioners that oversees Gunstock Mountain for the Belknap County Commissioners. This is really, I think, his first interview. To hear his side of this story, straight up and objective, Peter Ness joining us, GMI Studios. Peter, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Jack. Happy to be with you.
Well, Peter, this is getting to be quite a mess. The governor has spoken out, calling a couple of those state representatives I've just referenced crazy with a capital C. People are calling for resignations. The mountain's closed. Let me start with you. You oversee the mountain. What are your concerns? Why do you believe Gunstock Mountain is not open today?
Jack, some time ago there were some things revealed about financial controls and other matters, and the commission began asking questions with professional advice. I want to be clear, neither I nor any member of the commission asked any of the employees to walk off their job. They walked off their job Wednesday a week ago spontaneously. I can't speculate why they walked off the job, and that action is what has forced the closure of the ski area. And it would be a dereliction of my duty as a commissioner to resign, because that would cause yet another hole in the management and oversight of the ski area, unfortunately.
Is an audit being done, or has been done, is an audit being done on the financials of the operations of Gunstock?
Yes, it is underway. It's been complicated because the chief financial officer is one of the employees who walked off the job.
Is there anything specific you can share with us as commissioner? You just mentioned financials that you kind of bumped into or heard about. Can you tell us this morning before this audit is complete? Do you have concerns? We had a representative the other day call in, State Representative Silber. His words saying he believes there's been financial mismanagement and wrongdoing. That's a pretty strong assertion versus maybe it wasn't as profitable as some people wanted. There's a difference between that, as you know, and wrongdoing or mismanagement. Do you have concerns about the financial operations by the current management team at Gunstock or not?
There are questions about financial controls, which are something that every organization requires. And I don't want to say that anything is wrong. And I think that there are a number of issues that must be reviewed by our professional advisors to determine what actions are necessary. I think that this review has to take place and take its ordinary course, and it certainly could have been done more quickly if staff had not walked off the job and Gunstock was in operation.
Peter Ness, one of the county commissioners overseeing Gunstock. Peter, thanks for calling in. I want to ask you this. Using this analogy, if you will, you know, a police chief in a local town, you know, usually has oversight. There might be a board, a selectman, city councilors. And oftentimes over the years, we've known, I've heard, you know, the relationship between the chief and that overseeing body might get contentious. The chief might feel that they're into his micromanagement too much, not allowing him or her to do the job. I guess the reason why I bring that up, as a county commissioner, why is the relationship between you and this management team that walked off the job become so, I guess, foul or contentious? What's the spark here? Why is a lot of bad will and name calling going on? Where's that coming from?
I suspect it's certain parties that may be part of management and others that don't believe that oversight by the Gunstock Area Commission is part of our job. And I don't think that's a fair statement. And we simply try to ask questions so that we do our job on behalf of the taxpayers. And I believe that's the genesis of this matter, is that people became upset when we asked questions.
If the questions and the answers are up and up and legit and the audit's done and things look okay, as commissioner, you have no intentions on resigning, you said. You think that would be a mistake. But do you want to see this management team come back as soon as possible, continue running, or do you think there needs to be a new general manager and senior team?
I have no reservations about any manager, be it prior manager or new managers resuming the operations of Gunstock. If prior management was to resume their work, that would be a best result for the taxpayers, but management would have to understand that the professional process is in the works, and they would need to be willing to accept whatever recommendations are made by those professionals.
When will the audit be done and public?
I can't really speculate to that, Jack, because of the fact that part of that audit process has been made difficult by the CFO departing. And I honestly, there's an audit committee that is managing that, and I have not had the opportunity to talk with the audit committee since prior to last Wednesday when this all started.
Peter Ness, one of the county commissioners, joining us really for your first to hear your side, because there's been a lot of name-calling and assertions. Let me ask you this. One of the stories this week, Peter, has been, and we had it and other news outlets in the state, is that the resort, Gunstock Mountain, supposedly, allegedly made a political contribution, I think of $500, to Governor Chris Sununu. How did that come out if the audit's not done?
To be honest with you, my recollection is that may have been discovered as a matter of public record by a taxpayer and brought to the audit committee's attention. And there may have been some substantiation of the check being written by auditors, but my understanding is that was a matter of public record in some campaign disclosure document.
We had Peter yesterday. We had State Representative Mike Boards on the show. He said he's worried that the ski area will not be able to reopen. As county commissioner, do you share his concern, or is that an exaggeration?
I can't speak to his speculation, and let me just be clear, I'm not a county commissioner. I'm one of the Belknap area commissioners, which is actually a separate political body. But here's something I'd really like to make clear, Jack. I have never said that Gunstock should be privatized or leased to any operator. I have a decade plus of experience in the ski industry, and I don't think that leasing this Gunstock to any operator will address the ski industry's broader problems. My personal objectives for Gunstock is it has the potential to be the best place in New England to come and learn how to ski or snowboard. I believe that Gunstock should be operated for the benefit of the Belknap County taxpayers, who I report to, and it shouldn't be run as some organization that might be benefiting management and their friends or things like that.
But have others claimed that you have said or that you want to see it privatized? Have others sort of put those words in your mouth or not?
That's a complete disinformation campaign. I have a pretty good working knowledge of the ski industry, and I have never said that. I did, when I was interviewed in 2019 by the county delegation, people asked me that question, and I said, if you, the delegation, wants to do whatever you want with Gunstock, that's up to the delegation. That is not my decision.
Understood. So, again, your role in all this is what, Peter?
I'm the current chair of the Gunstock Area Commission, and my job is to try and get this mountain back into operation, short-term and long-term. The ski area right now is financially stable, and we are trying to locate and retain interim management so that we can resume operations and then gear up for a successful ski season.
Let's just listen to Representative Board's comments, and we'll end on this and let you comment, Peter. Go ahead, J-Dog.
Honestly, I'm very skeptical. If we don't get a management team in place very soon, this is my personal opinion and my personal view, I don't think they'll be able to open for the winter.
And again, Peter, your concerns there. And when do you think the mountain can reopen?
I I can't speculate on that, Jack. We have a meeting in less than 1 hour with the commissioners to discuss our plans to try and reopen the mountain as soon as possible.
Are those meetings cordial and respectful, or are you worried there's going to be more name-calling in an hour?
I can't speak to that. I hope it's professional and cordial.
Peter, thanks for being very in-depth on this interview. Speaking of Peter Ness, one of the commissioners or the folks that oversee Gunstock for Belknap County. Peter Ness, thanks for joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire.
Right.
We'll get you back again soon.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.